Medical marijuana ordinances continued to be debated by the Rio Del Planning Commission in their well-attended March 22nd meeting. Ordinances on manufacturing, including extraction methods and edibles, were on the agenda. The recently passed state rules on medical marijuana allow for local jurisdictions to regulate commercial businesses or to ban them outright, as Eureka and Fortuna have done. Rio Del is looking to the former Eel River Sawmill site location as a primary medical marijuana commercial hub, with manufacturing, cultivation, distribution, and a variety of related businesses located together. The state breaks down manufacturing into two categories, level 1 for extraction with non-volatile solvents, and level 2 for volatile solvents such as butane, hexane, and ethanol. The level 2 process is regulated at a higher level by the state, and there will be a limited number of licenses allowed. The city staff is recommending only allowing level 1 and level 2 manufacturing sites in areas zoned industrial commercial, which includes the Eel River Sawmill site and the end of Eloa Avenue near the Caltrans yard. Manufacturing sites are not allowed to sell directly to dispensaries, but will have to send all products through a testing lab and distributor who will test for concentration, purity of product, and contaminants before releasing it for sale. Presenters from two different manufacturing companies provided background information to the council on the extraction process, safety procedures, and state rules. Canna Labs is proposing a 10,000-square-foot extraction facility at the sawmill site and has drawn up initial blueprints of their design. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell addressed a question about how much additional development might be possible at the sawmill site.
Absolutely, and it is not capped. There is a limit of 10,000 feet of additional development that was placed on the property during the annexation of the city by Caltrans. That would trigger, once we reach that threshold, which would trigger a traffic study to see if there were improvements needed at both the south end and the north end. In regards to limiting the number of operations out there, the only thing at this point that would limit that would be those Caltrans improvements.
There's also a limit on the volatile state licenses.
Yes, so yes, there was a limit on the number of permits that they will be issuing.
The city has already stated they are receiving numerous contacts from a variety of companies interested in opening various types of commercial medical marijuana operations if the city approves the ordinances. The higher-than-usual attendance at the Planning Commission meetings reflects the growing interest in Rio Del for commercial businesses. Manufacturing ordinances also include commercial kitchens for the production of edibles. The original recommendation had been to limit edibles production to the same industrial commercial zones. However, business owners in attendance asked for an expansion of that to include community commercial zones. This would include the business areas of Wildwood Avenue where restaurants and coffee shops are currently located. Medical marijuana edibles can be produced in these businesses, but they can't be sold there as they are only allowed to be sold in dispensaries. The Planning Commission members expressed their agreement with allowing edibles manufacturing in community commercial zones. Text of the ordinances before the Planning Commission is available from the city and online at theriodeltimes.com. Video of the meeting is also available at theriodeltimes.com. The Planning Commission will be meeting again on April 12th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss testing laboratories and medical marijuana dispensaries, which are currently banned in the city. The Commission is hoping to complete their review of the ordinances and pass their recommendations along to the City Council by their April 19th meeting, if at all possible. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.